News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. We got some rain overnight, but in Nebraska, twin tornadoes have hit the town of Pilger, and much of the town there is destroyed. Reed Timmer is a storm chaser. He commented on what he saw in this Fox News interview.
There were two violent tornadoes on the ground at the same time, within a mile apart. So they're basically rotating around like a merry-go-round, and then they merge just east of Pilger.
And Nebraska's governor has declared a state of emergency. The initial damage reports say that most of the structures in the town of Pilger have been leveled. At least one person dead, 16 injured, and further damage reports are expected through the morning. Stevens Point leaders are still debating what, if anything, to do with vaping bars. Some city council members believe there should be a conditional use for some types of business district zoning. Others say these should be licensed facilities, similar to taverns or restaurants. City Council President Jerry Slowinski doesn't support either option. He says the city would be better off without any regulations here.
There will be plenty of other methods in place that, you know, for the oversight for that facility, that I just feel that we don't need. It's a legal use, and that there are statutes put in place through the state that if there's any illegal activity, that, you know, that we can prosecute through that. So I think it's just gonna be redundant.
Stevens Point Council members also decided last night to finish an environmental impact study on a road project, even though the work may still be a decade away. The study was started for the Business 51 Division Street corridor. Council President Jeremy Slowinski says having the document ready can help the city apply for grants for safety improvements. He says one of the intersections that may have to be rebuilt first is at 4th Street and Division Street.
There's an issue at a certain part of that corridor that we can move forward and prove that section of the corridor that's been a problem as far as safety goes. Applying for dollars, being that we'll have a document in place showing that we are ready to move forward with it, we'll be eligible for additional dollars for that construction or for that corridor. You know, we already have almost $500,000 invested in it, and for us to just throw that out, I don't think it's being responsible.
Four suspects accused of attacking a man at Iverson Park in Stevens Point made court appearances yesterday. They're all charged with assault, and they're being held on $15,000 bond. They are 24-year-old Frank Martinez, 26-year-old Jesus Rangel, 18-year-old Austin Ortiz, and 23-year-old Angelo Garcia. They're accused of attacking a man on Memorial Day in front of his child. The motive for the attack is not clear, but police say it's not gang-related or drug-related. A fifth person is wanted for questioning. He's identified as Eric Constantine. We have his mugshot available on our website, WSAU.com. An employee at the Wendy's in Weston was caught breaking into the restaurant after hours. He's 28-year-old Kerr Tao, and he's charged with breaking through the drive-thru window to get into the building and then escaping through the front door. Police got a warrant to search his apartment where they were looking for missing money bags and receipts. The store manager said the restaurant had been burglarized four times in the last 3 weeks. Police also found something unusual while searching Tao's apartment. He was stealing electricity. Police say he drilled through the floor and was powering his apartment with extension cords from a storage unit below. Bond's been set at $5,000 cash. He's charged with burglary, theft, and bail jumping, and will be back in court for a preliminary hearing on June 18th. The U.S. and Iran are discussing militant attacks linked to al-Qaeda in Iraq.
State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki says one of the options under consideration is working with Iran to help stabilize Iraq.
We would encourage Iran to push the Iraqis to act to address problems in a non-sectarian way.
She stressed the U.S. is not considering coordinating any military action in Iraq with Iran. Meanwhile, some services are being curtailed at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad as the State Department relocates about 1,000 workers there. Psaki says the relocation is temporary and is not an evacuation. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
Democrat challenger Mary Burke says that Governor Scott Walker is waffling on the gay marriage issue. She says the governor should be clear on where he stands.
I think it is leadership in the state and Wisconsin, and directing and working with the attorney general as to what sort of defenses are put up are something that is decided within the state. And it is it's a critical issue, and the people of Wisconsin, I think, want to hear where the governor stands.
Governor Walker supported the 2006 constitutional amendment that bans gay marriage, but he says his views now are not relevant. He says the courts and the voters will ultimately decide. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Partly or mostly cloudy and humid once again for today. Some scattered thunderstorms developing late in the afternoon or early evening, a high of 84. Tonight, some thunderstorms likely, especially in the southern half of the area. Some of the storms could be severe with some heavy rainfall as well, a low down to 64. On Wednesday, warm again with a 50% chance of thunderstorms, high of 81. I'm Newsline I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
If watches or warnings pop up today, we'll bling your cell phone. If you text the word severe to 39327, that's a service of King's Campers and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.